And here's a phrase we don't get to use nearly enough on the show, and that phrase is, and now a living legend. It is a real honor to welcome to the Rick Emerson Show a singer, actor, a cultural icon, the one and only Tony Bennett. Mr. Bennett, hello. How are you, sir?
Thank you very much, Rick.
It is a real thrill and an honor to have you on with us today. We should say first and foremost, it is amazing and wonderful and inspiring that you're still out there doing what you do. In fact, you've got a new record that has just come out. It's called A Swingin' Christmas, featuring the Count Basie Big Band. And if you can't, tell me a little bit about this new record that's out.
Well, it was my son's idea. My son manages me, and it's kind of a family affair because I've also introduced my daughter Antonia, who says it's the first time we've ever recorded together in a duet. And I've got My Love to Keep Me Warm. And then and my other son in the Bennett studio, recording studio, is in Englewood, New Jersey. So it's a family affair. We put together an album that the premise of it is that if anybody's having a holiday party, they can put this album on with a bunch of swinging Christmas songs, holiday songs, and help the party go along with a nice beat right through the whole session, that the family and friends could get together and hear some real happy music going on for the holidays.
And your voice, and obviously your name, you yourself are such a presence. As a boy, you know, you're born in Queens, you're growing up. What was, as a boy, the most you hoped for? What was your idea of success when you were just growing up?
Well, you know, it was funny. I felt I had a job as a singing waiter because I didn't like any other kind of work. I just loved to sing, and so it just felt beautiful to me. And I said, well, I'd like to be successful someday, but if I'm not, I'm going to do this kind of work for the rest of my life. As long as I got paid singing, I'd stay a singing waiter. As long as if it felt out that way, I would have been completely content just being a singer for the rest of my life.
What was the first song or artist that really inspired you, where you heard a song or a performer and you said, that is what I want to do, that's for me?
It was a song called St. James Infirmary Blues. And I heard it when I was in the Second World War as a soldier in France and Germany. And I loved it so much, I just said, I want to learn how to sing that one. And the first song I ever learned was the St. James Infirmary Blues.
We're talking to Tony Bennett, and obviously you've made such a name for yourself, not only as a performer, a solo performer, but doing duets, and you've really raised duets to an art form. The album Duets, an American Classic, and it was the biggest-selling album in a long and storied career. Is there somebody that you have not had the chance to duet with, or you didn't, that you wanted to, a dream duet, somebody from any era, a dream duet you haven't been able to do?
Well, I just regrettably, my favorite artist who taught us all how to perform properly was Louis Armstrong. And I wish I had made an album or even one recording with Louis Armstrong, because he was the greatest.
When you talk about putting on the new record, Swingin' Christmas, featuring the Count Basie Big Band, you talk about putting that on and setting the holiday mood and getting everybody, just getting the right vibe for a gathering. I have to ask, you've made so much music that is so beautiful and so romantic. I would be doing a disservice to my listeners if I didn't ask, what does Tony Bennett listen to when he wants to set a romantic mood? I can't even imagine what you yourself pick to listen to.
Well, my favorites, they were 10 years my elder when I was a young boy, and that was Frank Sinatra and Nat King Cole, Ella Fitzgerald, and also the big bands, you know, from Tommy Dorsey and Count Basie and Duke Ellington and Woody Herman, Stan Kenton. That was the era that I came out of, and I loved that music.
And just like a lot of the folks you mentioned, you've not slowed down. You show no indications of doing so. Is it safe to say that this is something you're going to do until the absolute end? That you are going to do this until your final moments?
You know, I can only go by the fact that no matter where I play in the world for the last 40 years, I've been sold out everywhere in Asia, in Europe, in Canada, Australia, the United States mostly. But wherever I play, the audiences have sold out before I even get there. And that enthusiasm turns me on so that if somebody says, why don't you retire? And I say, no way. I said, if I can entertain, make people feel that good, and then they make me feel good because I'm making them feel good, I don't want to retire at all.
And I do have to say, on behalf of not just men, but primarily men, that there is a real style to what you do, a real panache, they would say. And I have to say that a lot of guys and men have grown up looking at folks such as yourself, such as Frank Sinatra, as really, in a way, an example of how to carry oneself. As Frank said, the way you wear your hat. And, you know, you really are a standard bearer still of style.
Well, thank you very much.
As we get ready to wrap this up, we're talking to Tony Bennett again. The new album, A Swingin' Christmas, featuring the Count Basie Big Band. Tony, what is your, hands down, what's your favorite Christmas song?
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Hugh Martin. He wrote The Boy Next Door and the Charlie Song for Judy Garland years ago. And he's a great friend. He lives in San Diego, and I just love him. He's such a magnificent guy, and he wrote that beautiful song. Excellent. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Well, I do actually wish you that very sentiment, Mr. Bennett.
Thank
have
you.
Yourself a great holiday, a merry Christmas, continued success
and
in
Rick,
life
and music.
And Rick,
I wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Continued success in all things, sir.
Thank you.